Hi, good morning, friends. Welcome to today's morning briefing session. First of all, a disclaimer that this podcast is only for education purpose and we do not recommend or advocate any stocks mentioned during the call. The sources for information are various publicly available data sites such as investing.com, Money Control, Bloomberg, Business Standard, ET, Mint, BSE, Financial Express, and others. So we start by looking at an update from chemical slash agrochemical segment before we move on to other segments and bring you the updates from stock markets. So over to Abhishek.
Many thanks, Puratan. Good morning, friends. So we start our updates. Anupam Rasayan India Limited, which is one of leading custom synthesis and specialty chemical player, has announced the consummation of recently announced acquisition. The company has completed acquisition of 24.96% of the total equity shareholding of and joint control of Tanfac Industries Limited. This is from Birla Group Holding Private Limited, a company promoted and part of Aditya Birla Group. Tanfac is a specialty fluoride chemical manufacturer and would add a lot of synergies to Anupam Rasayan going forward. So there has been a acquisition about 24.96%, which we should take into account now. The board of Supreme Petrochem at its meeting has approved phase 2 expansion of its expandable polystyrene, which is EPS plant at Nagothane in Maharashtra. This expansion is of about 30,000 metric tons per annum. The board has also approved setting up a second line of extruded polystyrene board, which is XPS, with capacity of 1 lakh meter cube, and increasing the master batch and compound capacity by 50,000 metric tons per annum. Further, the capital cost for these expansion schemes shall be met by company's internal accrual itself. We'll keep a watch on the expansion happening at Supreme Petrochem. And on the fertilizer side, Russia, which is world's largest exporter of fertilizer and accounts to about 20% of global supplies of potash, and because of conflict with Ukraine, there are companies like India are compelled to look for alternative for potash, phosphate and nitrogen containing fertilizers, especially since Russia might even consider a halt of fertilizer export following Western sanctions. India imports four type of fertilizer, which is urea, diammonium phosphate, which is DAP, muriate of phosphate, which is MOP, and nitrogen phosphorus potassium, which is NPK. It subsidizes potash to make it more affordable to farmers. Its annual budget allocation is about 1 lakh crore rupees, which is about $14 billion, to its fertilizer subsidy program. So India has about 3 million tons requirement, and India's potash requirement is totally met by import from Belarus and Russia. So kind of cause of concern for the fertilizer companies here. Keep a watch. And finally, Exide Industries has entered into a long-term technical collaboration agreement with China's S-Volt. S-Volt Energy Technologies Company for lithium-ion cell manufacturing. Under the multi-year agreement, S-Volt will grant Exide an irrevocable right and license to use, exploit and commercialize necessary technologies and know-how owned by them for lithium-ion cell manufacturing in India. Additionally, S-Volt will also provide the support required for setting up state-of-art greenfield manufacturing plant on a turnkey basis. So we'll keep a close watch on Exide Industries as well. So this is all from my side. Over to Puratan for more sector-specific news, markets in general.
Thank you, Abhishek. So we start by looking at updates from the U.S. market. Dow Jones ended 599, so almost 600 points up. S&P was up by 89 points, and Nasdaq ended 367 points up. So probably bounced back from the recent lows, and we need to see whether this journey upwards will continue in the U.S. markets. However, U.S. 30 futures and U.S. 500 futures are indicated towards a negative opening for today in the U.S. market. So U.S. 30 futures is down by about 32 points, and US 500 points, 500 index is, futures is index is down by about 3 points. So whether the decline in the futures will continue through the day is something that we need to watch out. Today and tomorrow, important date. So we are expecting statements from FOMC meeting, and all media reports indicate towards a Fed rate hike by about 25 basis points. So we need to see how the markets will react to this one. Most of the Asian economies are trading in green today, except for China, which was earlier reports indicated it was in green, but as we look at it, China is in red. South Korea, Philippines, Australia, New Zealand all seem to be in green, including Japan and Indonesia. And this could have a positive or rather consolidating impact on Indian indexes as well. China definitely is trading in red. However, Hong Kong is giving a mixed set of response as far as the markets are concerned. So we need to see how this would possibly pan out. Other smaller economies like Thailand and Vietnam are also trading in green. So it seems to be a green day for the Asian indices. Since they are taking the cue from the Hong Kong Jones performance yesterday. However, this journey continues. UK oil, that is Brent crude, opened at 101 and presently trading around 100.99. So you see whether the downward journey will continue is something that is being watched. From peak of 138 or something, it is already corrected by about 27-30 percentage points. And this will ease the inflation fear on the immediate inflation pressure that is being felt by most of the economies across the globe as war enters into the 20th day, rather the 21st day of the war. So it's almost a month, 21 days is considered almost a month of trading, and we need to see how this could pan out. Nickel trading was resumed yesterday at London Metal Exchange. However, people were watching it with cautious. Couple of commodities like steel and copper have corrected, and so it has brought a negative impact on these stocks. Aluminium also corrected from its peaks, so we need to see how this would pan out on the commodities section as we see this new age war of sanctions being played out between the two major nations. Moving on to the derivatives data, so we are seeing maximum call open interest at 18,000 followed by 17,000. Our call writing we are seeing at 17,000 followed by 16,800 levels, which are the immediate resistance levels, and call unwinding we have seen at 17,100 and 17,600. So obviously the mood in the Nifty index is the party mood has sort of moved to a negative mood yesterday. We need to see whether this will continue. Some reports indicate that there could possibly be a gap up opening, which could later be filled in. Open interest indicates open interest at 16,000 and followed by 16,500. Put writing we are seeing at 15,700 and 16,300 levels. So it seems from the data that Nifty could consolidate between 16,500-550 is an immediate support, so 17,000 levels. The stocks which are seeing high delivery percentage, like TCS, Escorts, Crompton, ICICI, GI, Infosys, and we are seeing long buildup in Dalmia Bharat, JK Cement, Cipla, Whirlpool, Tata Motors, Pfizer, Godrej, CP. Cipla out of this has really been an outperformer in the past 3-4 days, and a stock that one should have watched out for. On the long unbinding side, we are seeing movements on persistent Balrampur, Chambal Fertilizers, GNFC, Alkem, Gujarat Gas. On the long build-up side, we are seeing action on Apollo Tyres, GSPL, GAIL, Kotak Bank, BL, CU, Mindtree, HDFC Life and Bosch Limited. One needs to very carefully observe these movements because the stock has been moving for the last 4-5 to booking possibly happen. On the short covering side, we have EU Bank, Sri Cement, Vodas, ICICI Bank, Hobart, M&M, Abuja, Cement and Titan. One stock which is bank was moving after RBI's announcement yesterday that we move cap put on the interest rate for loans. And however, that the interest rate fixation will be done by, will be overseen and will be done by the board, of course. So this gives a sort of leeway to the banks, to the NBFCs mostly, to fix their companies in the microfinance side of lending to fix their interest rates. On the bulk deal front, Supreme Engineering Limited has been sold by one Dalal and Bravacha, and some interesting names are Rani Breaking Limited, which has been sold by, which has rather been picked up by Rani Holdings Limited and sold by United India Insurance Company. So United India Insurance seem to have sold on this round, which has been picked up by the parent company, which is Rani Holdings itself. Moving to news now, so let's see, just check out some of the important news. And so 197 Communications, which is also known as Paytm, the brand name. Here, Munish Ravinder Verma has resigned as the non-executive, non-independent director of the company, and the reasons stated are personal commitments and other occupations, etc. Infibeam Avenues has approved the appointment of Sunil Bhagat as the CFO of the company, and this, he'll be replacing Mr. Hiren Padhya here. Zomato has acquired 16.66% stake in Mukund Foods Private Limited, which is a food robotics company, and the cash has been paid out for about $5 million. The board has also approved a loan of up to ₹150 million to Grofers India in one or more tranches, and the loan to Grofers is in line with its stated intent of investing up to $400 million cash in this quick commerce business over a period of 2 years. So Zomato seems to be burning out cash. How soon will this lead to cash flow from operations is something that the investor community is watching out for. Aki Energy Services is in advanced discussion with some of the European oil and gas majors to launch an initiative to supply free improved cook stoves to rural households to reduce the carbon footprint and generate carbon offsets. Shyam Metalics and Energy has announced a fresh round of 990 crores of capital expenditure plans, and this will be used to expand the capacity up to 2.85 million tons per annum, and capital expenditure will be over and above the ongoing capital expenditure expansion of 3,000 crores. So total about 4,000 crores of capital expenditure being planned out here. Genus Papers and Board. Genus Papers and Board. So the company has successfully commenced production of duplex paper from one of the production lines, which is based out of Muzaffarnagar, Uttar Pradesh. And Muzaffarnagar unit has manufacturing facilities for production of craft paper and duplex papers. ITC has acquired 1,040 compulsory convertible preference shares and of about 10 rupees each of Mother's First Baby Care. And with this, the holding in Mother's First now stands at about 16%. So this is all from our side on the new side of it. And on the FI and DI front, FI have continued their selling, but obviously it is not in the range of 8,000 crores or 4,000 crores, which we have seen in the recent past. The shares offloaded were in the tune of 1,250 odd crores, and the domestic institutional investors have bought shares worth 98 odd crores. So one of the selling side, selling mood from the institutional investors, and one needs to be careful. We will wait and watch for the cues today from actual Nifty movement as India enters into the festive mood. So 18th, we will know and will not have any call on 18th. So no morning briefing for 18th. So we will see. So we have, that way we have one day left, so we'll see how this will pan out for the stock markets. And then we'll see you on Monday. So Thursday we'll see you tomorrow, and then on Monday we wish you a happy trading day. Trade rich, trade safe, and stay safe. Take care.